This is the second small group discussion with Jay Krishnamurti in Malibu, California, 1970.
Shall we go on with where we left off yesterday? We were considering why human beings have always compared themselves with something greater or identify themselves with something nobler or pursue some ideological fancy or mythology and always this gap between what they are and what they should be and the comparison between what is and what should be. I wonder if you have thought any more about the matter and what you consider or see the absolute truth of it. Not some ideological explanation, but the actual truth of something. Can we go on from that's what we came up to yesterday, and shall we go on with that? We said, why do we compare? In the field of the known, there must be comparison. No? You accept? I mean, it's still within the field of the known. The additive process of knowledge is technology. No? In that, there is progress. From the wheel to the jet. There is definitely progress going to the moon and so on, technologically. And psychologically, the more is always comparative, the better. And to us, there is a psychological progress also through comparison. Right? Is that a fact? I was something yesterday through the process of living that of yesterday through today. It has been certainly modified, somewhat changed, added or subtracted, taken away, and so there is a future which is still within the same pattern as of yesterday, which is self-improvement.
Which we call self-improvement,
quite right, which is called self-improvement. And what? That's an endless and rather infantile process. Improving myself all the time, getting more and more refined, more and more subtle in my egotistic pursuits and activities. No? And what validity has such an activity? The more I am, right? The I am is the bundle of all my anxieties, fears,